4.8 magnitude earthquake rocked the East Coast.
Two men pleaded guilty to insider trading,
causing higher costs for consumers and preventing development.
We bring you the latest daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's the latest news in 2 minutes, produced by our team of specialized broadcast journalists. Let's hear the latest with our daily news broadcast, The Bronx News Flash.
This is the Bronx News Flash, recently ranked as the number 3 breaking news podcast on the web by FeedSpot. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe with Your World in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 4 people are left dead while 17 others are reported injured after a shooting in Birmingham, Alabama on Sunday. Some of the individuals that were injured and in hospitals are suffering life-threatening injuries, according to a Birmingham police officer, Truman Fitzgerald. Police said that multiple suspects fired at a large group standing near Magnolia Avenue in one of the city's most popular entertainment districts, according to Fitzgerald. The shooting happened just after 11 p.m. in the Five Points South area. 2 men and 1 woman were pronounced dead at the scene, while police found them all unresponsive with multiple gunshot wounds. The 4th victim was pronounced dead at the University of Alabama Birmingham Hospital and was an adult man. 4 of the injured victims were said to be in critical condition, according to police. Detectives believe that the shooting stemmed from an isolated incident where multiple victims were caught in a crossfire. As of Sunday evening, it has not been confirmed the motive of the shooting, and no one has been taken into custody while police continue to investigate the matter. Here is how one of the witnesses had to describe what he heard.
Sounded like about 12 shots of a burst round gun went off. It sounded like 3 rounds at once, and we heard dot, 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 and then we saw a bunch of cops.
Audio provided by CBS News. On Sunday, Speaker Mike Johnson said that the House will vote this week on a 3-month stopgap funding bill to keep the federal government open. If the bill is passed, the government will be open until December 20th, instead of shutting down next month like anticipated. Johnson said, "While this is not the solution any of us prefer, it is the most prudent path forward under the present circumstances." Congress has more than a week to pass the short-term funding bill that is also known as continuing resolution. If the House passes the bill, it will move to the Senate, but the plan promoted does not include any part of the SAVE Act, which Johnson previously fought for. If the bill is not passed, the government will most likely shut down starting on October 1st. A spokesperson from the White House said the short-term CR will keep the government open and give Congress more time to complete full-year funding bills. With less than 50 days until the presidential election, the government shutdown talks are getting more and more tense. However, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he is coming closer and closer to an agreement with Johnson. Here is what Mitch McConnell said recently regarding the possible government shutdown.
I think we first have to wait and see what the House sends us. My only observation about this whole discussion is the one thing you cannot have is a government shutdown. It would be politically beyond stupid for us to do that right before the election, because certainly we'd get the blame.
Audio provided by NBC News. Former President Donald Trump and current Republican frontrunner said he will not run for re-election if he does not win in November. When Trump was asked on Sunday by Sinclair's broadcast group's Full Measure host Sharon Atkinson, the former president said, "I don't see that at all. I think that hopefully we are going to be successful," he continued. After President Joe Biden announced that he would not be running for re-election in the 2024 election, Trump holds the title for the oldest presidential nominee in history. The former president's age and mental acuity have become focal points in this year's election, according to ABC News. During his presidential bid, Trump has to balance his time in the courtroom with 4 criminal cases with his time speaking at rallies. The former president has emphasized his point by describing that he and his campaign have had to face many things this time due to the cases. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash, just named as one of FeedSpot's top 5 best breaking news podcasts worth listening to in 2024. Keep it tuned into the Bronx to learn more about what's going on in your world in 2 minutes, or listen on demand at 1077thebronx.com/BronxNewsFlash.
This has been the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for local, national, and international news. Want to stay informed? You can check out all of our previous and future episodes on 1077thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.